There was two other people that applied, one that's a Manulik staff person already, and Carl Getty also. There was only five of them.
Okay, we need, about a week ago, when I came down to bring a couple of residents down here, about three residents, Charlie Green in Manila office asked me to go to his office and talk with me for a while. He wanted to know who I think we should have for a director. Maybe just because I'm an elderly guy, or had been working there for 1 year already. And I also gave him Clarence's name, but I said there's only one thing that bothers me about Clarence is he have tough time controlling his temper, you know. That's what I told him. But I've been talking to Clarence, not really about his temper, but the things and the way we should treat the residents. And I said, if I'm going to make a report, if the elders ask me to make a report, I told those staff members, I said, I'm also going to make a report how you guys are doing, not just about the residents. That's what I tell them, because this rehabilitation program, I said that you can't work in that place unless you have love for those men. You know, some guys were trying to act like our place was an institution, you know, just like they don't do this and that, you know, things like those. I said, we're going to go by the Inupiat Elite Society if we run that program. You folks all know I've taught some of those guys about this program. And some guys, after listening to what is being said about these, it seems like they started change from the way they live, you know. These are real good, really good, that anybody used to say. So I feel that, you know, Clarence has been with us from last winter, before we moved to Riley Rack. And he knows what's got to be done, and he knows now what we need in camp. You know, when you're down here or living in the villages, you can see what we need up there a lot of times. And so I thought maybe if we get a replacement for Mary, we should have someone that had already been there. Like, I think they made a good choice, but it'll be up to you. It'll be up to you to make your recommendations about who you would like for us to have for a director. We still have our Sunday school lessons, and, you know. And the boys really enjoy that, and the staff really enjoy that, Sunday school. And this fall, starting in November, I think, they talked probably talk with Mary and some of the groups that we should take the boys into Nurvik to have a basketball exercise. I think that's what that changed the boys' attitudes to some quite a bit, you know, when we start taking them into town to play, have an exercise in basketball from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Sundays. I think that's one of the good things that that have been done for us. Do you have any questions? You know, when Howard's mother died, we took him down here several times to visit his mom before she died. And after she died, when they brought him down here, there was a word from Noam that they're going to give him only 12 hours. We want him to stay down here, but when I talked with John Cook, he gave me the same kind of answers. Said, you fellas got to take care of that guy. Don't let him get out of your sight even 1 minute. And I said, John, it's really hard, you know, how Eskimos always feel when they lose a relative or a mother or, you know, or a parent. They always want to stay with their family. And he said, he's not the one to blame for that. He said, he's got a boss at Noam. I said, John, have a heart, John. Try to help him anyway. He said, he can't. I said, John, if that's how you're going to act, you know, all of the native people in that region is going to hate you. He sure didn't like that. I didn't like to say that, but that's what's going to happen. A lot of native people gonna say something bad about, you know, him. Say something bad to him. That's why I said that to him. So I think that Elmer did right to bring this to you people. There's a lot of respect for you people now. Everybody has respect for you now, and they're listening what you're gonna say. Just like a Nanobor is listening to you, and Manayak School District, they're listening to people. Maybe you just can talk this over. Tomorrow, if you're in Lagasik Madrum, right there, I had to take Howard back to camp. He said, the only way that we can give him 5 days is you take him back to camp and let him stay over there overnight. Take him back again in the morning before funeral. But anyway, they gave him about 5 days after we took him up and brought him back. so he can stay a few days with the family, his relatives.
I think Alfred, I think the probation officer should be supportive to these kind of conditions that we have up there, especially like with Howard's case. He should have went 100% supportive to the condition that he was being put there. You know, there is some conditions that the court could set. If John can't be supportive in this way, he shouldn't even be working for us, because our people are important to us too. They're not all the same. You know, like I told Mary this fall when we met, they're not all the same. Some are easy to work. But when your mother dies, I don't think that you would want to come down here a few hours with your brothers, small brothers and sisters, and then be brought back up there and stay overnight again. I don't think that every one of you would want to do that. If John won't be supportive in this line and make it straight with his boss, he shouldn't even be working for us. That's all I can say. We can't be lenient with these kind of conditions.
Cliff McNayok to come through. Next morning, more from Anglan what? Cliff said, Miller, I feel more from what? What could it go back?
I even want a new funeral. I have to take my look down and I have to call how no one got through the lapel. I'm not feeling well, go. He's a little after. Don't get your eyes off of him, it's nothing. It's good that you get our next thing with a loft. I'm glad it's in the air, looked up. A few days, it's all right, it looked up. Going through the barrier. John Cookum, Savard Gunny. Did you mean, Amy? Misi malu meli kami kalau kasih makan di kami. Sebabnya ya kalau kami mak tak ada level la sila dulu and do the paperwork later. Lain ku di mak di unit tu ku yang dia pakai arak tok tahu muna. Kalau sebab ni pilih orang sulu tak kukum tak nak tidak kalau asik mau. I would have wring his neck hit Nalan on him. I look all the angle. When we tell about similar on him, down to John Cookman, support them in the group. So, John Cookman, I'm wearing many of people who are not a good bit. I'm not a good bit. I'm not a good explain no deal. I'll let go in my neck. I'm not a kanok lugu taman na tadi belum muka Ken Martin mun John Coon Paul Clayton tu yang tiga yang menyalap di luar gelang itu jauh ayak tu tadinya ini tu kurang lek kalau jadi luar dalam nak sila kini yang we have pun moral dalam ni ane tadinya tu dia akan kau nak bicara aku tak kira, ya. Nah, kalau kau dah sendiri pada orang sini, buat bila nak jom bicara aku, bunga lem tadi kau, tempat kau cek sibikan ini tu yang kau nak jangan kau,
This is something new to us under rehabilitation center, and we're not prepared for it, but we should decide on something, make plans. If this should happen again, it would be easier for us. What itna rehabilitation center uno lakni valukuni itna termic pivalukuda tablinga it kana yaksime yutesivoni vaglan inukta natkinyak pan suli sektoro ang yukang yoni ya oni pinyak pan kanok sama sibunne ko tigir laglu piyuksing asinya kimna tiyuklu no meko clear up
We would appreciate it if one of the residents lose their relative, like Howard, that we would like for them to be given certain amount of time to be home with Nalu.
Yeah.
Do you not listen to Nalu?
If you not, push take them. Room up. Take over all crew. Room up to over. That now we do it. Do you wish to put? Up in what? In the kingdom. And I'll have to hold up to look after. Not change my mind. My Nalu is not the chicken. I'm pushing it to come off to it. Nah, tu yuk si lapan nalau nalau masih dia dulu nak buli lapan.
Buat selalunya apa ni? Nah, I just heard two of them died. I just heard only one, and one guy from Salouk was going to go to our camp, but after they found out that there's going to be a funeral, there's a death up there, they let him go up there.
No. Or from here?
From him. From here, or yeah. I don't know. From Salavik, he was going to go to our camp.
The record that he would and it gave there, he was going to go to our camp.
But John said at that time, he said, if you let Howard get out of your sight even for 1 minute, he might drink a can of beer. And he said, if we find out, we're going to shut down. The rehabilitation program. I said, John, that's not right. One person get a drink and the rest of the guys are still trying to be good, you know. He said, he even shut down that place. I said, that's not right.
Rehabilitation, probation officer, shut down me, I check him. Damn that man, who shut down, I had to tell him.
They worked on that a long time. They finally got it. And it existed 1 year already, a little more than a year now.
Allow me, of course, to take any steps. Need to get me money at low level. At collector go around now, maybe it needs a tax on it. It's not a cup sick. You pay on a car or a young man, allow me any. Not to it. Called it. Tell it. Time better, tell me your soul. It make my show and in the bear and the rest it took. Come on, me now, me, it's all make a lot to do. Sunnamuni.
Itcho Naga, itcho Mani Yatkut and Rachidot,
Direction, did you have something to say already?
Should we direct the Manila staff then to look into this or write a letter to the one who is in charge and has a population of Octane? You know?
Actually, probably the probation officer knows either way.
Yeah, I think that was a hang up that time.
Yeah.
Glenn Martin. Okay.
That might be better just to write a letter straight from you guys to him.
John was telling me who that person was. He said Glenn Martin.
Yeah.
And when I was talking to John at that time, he said, you want to talk with Glenn Martin? I said, no, I don't want to talk with him. I don't know.
I know Glenn.
So that's my report. If there's any more questions or suggestions. Or
yeah, thank you, Alfred.
Yeah.
We'll let you guys know what is this in the
motion. I have a lot of money. Yet good bidding it, start more rapidly with our moon of 40 electricity. And make a motion to the fact that maybe Manila Association could write a letter to Glenn Martin that the elders was displeased with some of the actions that were presented to us by John Cook, that they could not release I will never do it, but it, during the time that his mother died and during the funeral.
Well,
and that for future incidents, you know, tell them that we would like to resolve that so that we won't have conflict between his office and they run their
I second the motion.
Maybe it'll be that way then, huh?
Jackie's gonna, gonna make sure that that gets taken care of. She's,
We don't need to slam bang on this first letter. We just request to, you know, that we were displeased with some of the actions that were, or being slow or whatever.
Not being very responsive.
Should we at least have a copy go to somebody else who is a higher level than Glenn Martin?
There's the guy in Juneau that gets all our reports.
Yeah.
Send a copy to him.
Send a copy to him so he'd know what your feeling is from at least this level to.
And that maybe you can say in there that the probation officer that's working like John Cook's position should be more responsive to these kinds of requests, you know, either from the resident or from the family.
Yeah, keep a copy also for.
Too many people died today.
I asked Manila if they're going to lay me off if I'm 65 years old. It's just going to be on Mars. He said, no way.
Tell him you're disabled.
Okay, you guys can let us know what comes up after you guys write the letter.
Ano, bilhat ni family to the Galician.
Maybe you get a copy to have our people too.
So make that we won't open for law the crate with it.
Is it tough money for your hell like a law often? Is it tough money?
Is it tough money? Is it tough
money? We were trying to get ready to find a place for you guys to stay. We're going to try to keep men in maybe conference room, keep corn, put the ladies in two cabins if they want to change their mind about going up there.
Yeah, we thought that we'd have more expense trying to get to Sulnell, trying to hold our meeting in Sulnell, so we decided that we'd have it here instead. Too bad we didn't let you know sooner. we'll think about that. When the days are longer and warmer.
The weather is hot.
When it's time to go hooking here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Giving us the report.
Well, I'll be returning after maybe I have a load of. But what's your mom? What would you say? A chart could go to your phone?
Oh.
will go with you. Drive a car?
No.
You walk?
No.
Oh, it's not good. Right?
It's already on.
So go with that door, so see you, Missy.